Deus in adiutorium meum intente.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Behold a voice resounding clear, rebuking hidden fears and deeds. Let dreams be driven far away, for Christ shines forth from heaven's height. Now let the weary soul arise, infirm and wounded by her sin. A new star now sends forth its light to rid the world of every harm. The Lamb is sent from realms on high to free us from our mortal debt. Let every voice give thankful praise and weep for tender mercy shown. That when he comes like lightning flash, and terror grips the world in dread, he need not punish us for guilt, but with compassion shield us then. Praise to the Father God Most High, all victory to his only Son. Do honor to the Spirit blessed, through endless ages evermore. Amen. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awake the dawn. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. For in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions, who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on me. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on me. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awake the dawn. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant coasts and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king city. God in the midst of its citadels has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw at once they were astounded, dismayed they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments. Walk through Zion, walk all around it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God forever and always. It is He who leads us. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
You will see His glory within you.
The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Expectabo Dominum, Salvatorem meum, et presto laboreum, dum prope est, alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sanctus. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Expecto Dominum, Salvatorem meum, et presto laboreum, dum prope est, alleluia. Christ is the wisdom and the power of God, and his delight is to be with the children of men. With confidence let us pray. Draw near to us, O Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you have called us to your glorious kingdom. Make us walk worthily, pleasing God in all we do.
Draw near to us, O Lord.
You who stand unknown among us, reveal yourself to men and women.
Draw near to us, O Lord.
You are nearer to us than we to ourselves. Strengthen our faith and our hope of salvation.
Draw near to us, O Lord.
You are the source of holiness. Keep us holy and without sin now and until the day of your coming.
Draw near to us, O Lord.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come to our help with mighty strength, that what our sins impede, the grace of your mercy may hasten. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Paul Rose here. Thank you for praying with us. I'd like to invite you to join the Sing the Hours team for our first in-person retreat of 2025, which will be hosted from January 24th to 26th in Malvern, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. We started hosting in-person retreats last year with the goal of bringing the Liturgy of the Hours into reality as we sing all the offices together in common. We'll have workshops to learn the basics of chant, lectures on prayer and the theology of chant prayer, and of course, daily Mass and Holy Hour. Sing the Hours retreats are designed to give you the practical tools to take the Liturgy of the Hours home to your family, community, and parish. Go to singthehours.org/retreats to learn more and sign up. We'll see you in Pennsylvania in January. God bless.